Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is another edition of Popcorn Fizz.
Hi there.
I'm Matt, here with Matt.
What's going on?
Nothing, just wanted to talk to you about some three movies that will be coming out this summer that Matt and I just picked three that we
hand-selected.
Hand-selected three films to give you guys a little preview, maybe something you could check out this summer, what not to see, perhaps, or... a better idea of, I haven't thought of that. That never crossed my mind. Do I need to see that Will Smith movie? I don't know. So the three movies we picked in my order were from most see to not so much. Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, and After Earth.
Mine were Star Trek, Iron Man 3, and then After Earth.
But none of us really care about After Earth. Because it's just we'll get to that on the third one. Let's go ahead and we'll start with yours, Star Trek Into Darkness, directed by J.J. Abrams with Chris Pine.
As Captain Kirk.
James D. Kirk. Do you want to see it?
I want to see it. You know, I saw the first one when it came out.
It was good.
And, I think I mentioned earlier, not on the podcast, but the whole Star Trek thing, it's more of a nostalgia thing. I remember watching the TV show reruns. And, it's...
Right, awful first season that was like 8 episodes that
right.
spawned this entire...
Exactly. I wasn't into The Next Generation or...
Deep Space Nine, that was mine.
I don't even know.
Deep Space Nine.
Whatever they are. So I was just into the first one. I'm into it...
Captain Picard.
I'm not a Trekkie by any means.
Right.
So, anyway, I just remember watching it and I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And then they made a movie and I was like, this is great.
Captain Kirk is way more badass now.
And it's up to date, so with all the new films.
Yeah,
so
not
I still have
a soundstage.
Yeah, so I still have the same feeling. That'll be good. Just a good memory. I don't know about the actual film, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I think it's going to be good. I've heard good things. I love Simon Pegg, too. I almost forgot
that
he's
funny.
In it.
He's great. Yeah, he's Scotty. He's good.
J.J. Abrams is he's pretty good. Proved himself to be all right with that first one. I do have to say, though, quickly on the J.J. Abrams factor. So I want to see Star Trek. Matt wants to see Star Trek. We suggest you guys go see Star Trek Into Darkness with Chris Pine, directed by J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams did Craps a Loser on...
Super 8.
Super 8.
I think is what you're looking for.
Super 8. The Alien movie that Matt was fortunate enough to not see, and I would suggest that nobody else see this picture either. I don't know why Steven Spielberg produced it. That's, a new condo in the woods. He's
now,
not going to get back.
That came out after the first Star Trek, though, right?
Yes. It was
so that's why he produced it.
Right. It was like, hey, look what J.J. Abrams did.
Right.
We gave him, more leeway on this project, writer, director, editor, whatever. Let's see what he can do now. Oh, shoot. Well, somebody should have taken over the producer. I mean, it was just a bad picture. So just to quickly break it down, these kids are making a movie at the train station at some, little town in, name your clichéville, Iowa. And boom, there's a train wreck. And there's an alien on the train. And you never see the alien. You don't see him. What is it? We don't know. You see little glimpses of something sneaking around town and stealing dishwashers and stuff. And you don't know what it is, what it is, what it is. Little boy goes to investigate. Because he's got a heart and a spirit and, the whole little boy thing. And then, boom, there's the alien. And you're like, this is not what I was expecting. He looks like that four-armed dude from Mortal Kombat mixed with the Hulk. And you're just like, why did you... I saw a leg before and I was, interested and it was kind of scary. And now here's this guy.
So they broke it. They kind of teased you oh, there he is.
Right, and my mind had made up this alien that was, totally different.
And then you see it and you're like, huh?
Right, and it's like what you had said... About,
that's what I was mentioning. Do you show it? Do you not show it? And I said,
you have.
Don't
to
you have to show it on that big of a film? You can't have people leave the theater, being like, well, what was I scared of? Or what am I supposed to be scared of? What's this thing look
they
like?
They never showed it.
They
I can picture
it.
People leaving, complaining to each other about, this alien movie, and they never showed the aliens.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I've heard people complain about the worst part of Signs is when you finally get a you get to see it full on the alien. You're like, what is this? This is stupid. Because your mind can always create something more elaborate, and what your alien is not going to match anything
ever,
to what
ever.
I have my alien as. So do you show it? Do you not show it? I don't know. Let's move on. J.J.
Sure.
Abrams, don't see Super 8. Go see Star Trek
Into Darkness.
So my number one, something I was pretty stoked about for this summer, is Iron Man 3 with Robert Downey Jr. and Shane Black. Shane Black directed. His second feature big project. First was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which I highly, highly recommend. If you guys have not seen this movie, it's Val Kilmer and Robert Downey Jr., and it is hilarious and awesome, and the plot is great, and the whole movie is just well put together. It's a great, great movie. That's why I was stoked for Iron Man 3, because it was directed by Shane Black. You know, you and I were talking, when's enough enough? It'll make Iron Man 6.
Well, that's how I feel. Like, I'm lukewarm on the idea. I'm not going to rush out and go see it. I'm sure eventually I will see it. You know, just it'll happen.
Come across Netflix.
Yeah, and I'll be, you know, but I'm not one of those where I have to run out anymore. And maybe I'm missing out. I mean, who knows? But I just feel like enough is enough. Well, I shouldn't say that. When is enough? Like, I got enough. The idea. I know who Iron Man is. I saw the first one. The second one continues. Now it's the third. There's Avengers. There's going to be a whole nother movie.
Yeah, and I was talking to Matt. For those of you that aren't in the know, I'll give you some know. This is the beginning, from what I've read, of the start of Marvel's Phase 2, is what they're calling it, in the Marvel Universe. Phase 3 is going to be Ant-Man, and Edgar Wright actually got the directing credits for that. Yeah, nobody knows who he is. I mean, apparently he can talk to bugs or something. He's like the Rat King from Ninja Turtles.
No, I get it. Bugs. I mean, but that's my point. Like, you're breaking out way lesser-known characters in the Marvel Universe.
To just continue to put out Marvel movies. I mean, and like you said, it's, you know, the first one. It's fun. It's upbeat.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Great. And then Joel Schumacher gets a hold of it, and it's just
ruins
a
it.
Hot mess. Referring to the Batman genre that Christopher Nolan had to come back and
I'm sure everyone
save.
Knows yes. about the yeah. well maybe not everyone it did come out a while ago.
Spider-Man 2 was my favorite Marvel movie, then now Avengers is
right.
I think Spider-Man 2, the best part is when like Dr. Octopus is gonna take him. I'm taking Spider-Man, and the New Yorkers are like, he's just a kid, he's no older than my son, he's saving all these lives. I'm like, man, you go, Peter Parker, you're strong. And then they step in front of Dr. Octopus, they're like, you have to come through us to get to him, and he just pushes everybody out of the way.
Right.
But it's cool that they stepped up for him, and they're gonna, you know, help out Spider-Man because he's been helping out the you know, rest of the town. My brothers did see Iron Man 3. Not that he's anybody to brag about.
He's a reference.
Yes, and he said it was very good. He liked.
Well,
it
I'm
a lot.
Sure it's highly obviously it's entertaining. You're lots of action flying through.
But then we
popcorn everywhere. You
right,
know.
And that's it. You know, do you want to? You know, Matt was saying that in high school, sure, that might have been great.
I probably would have seen it twice by now.
But
you
now
know?
I'd like some substance and some story,
I'm more
maybe
a little
conflict.
Oriented. I'm sure there's a conflict.
The conflict
movie,
in Iron Man 3, like I said, directed by Shane Black. I don't know how many times I can say his name. The conflict is what makes Iron Man Iron Man. The suit. If anybody wears the suit, are they Iron Man? Or is Tony Stark so awesome and, like, is he Iron Man? And he has this self-conflicting debate with himself throughout the picture about, you know, am I just Iron Man because I wear the suit? Or am I Iron Man because I'm smart, because of what I can do?
My heart.
Yeah, you know.
My soul.
Right. What makes Iron Man Iron Man? The suit or the... I mean, they got a long road to haul after that second one. That second one was awful. It was atrocious. I mean, I do like Don Cheadle. Welcome back to the third one, Don Cheadle. Graduated East High School.
I do like him. I think
Denver,
he's a
Colorado.
Pretty good actor.
Yeah, and I think he's better than Terrence Howard for sure. But the second one was bad. You know, they just had money, and I think that's it. The success of the first one spawned a second one. Money from the first one was put into the second one, and loads of money. Look, we rolled the dice. How is Iron Man going to do? They loved it. Let's do a second one, and now let's put all this money on it because they loved the first one so much. But almost too much money. You know what I mean? Because the producers are saying we've got to do all this.
Yeah, we've got to one-up. We've got to have... It's all about money and
Spider-Man,
a wider audience, and we've got to make it for everybody. And
right. So I think the second one...
That was the goal.
Second one was awful.
Yeah.
Third one, I've heard good things. I'm stoked about it. I really want to see that. I want to see that over Star Trek Into Darkness. So let's wrap it up here and move into our third one.
Phase 3.
Phase 3, as you will.
Of the Popcorn Fizz universe.
Is After Earth with Will Smith and Jada Smith. You know, it must be nice to be Will Smith's son.
Yeah, man, this guy's getting work left
and
right.
Any acting ability, yeah. I whip my hair back and forth. That's his sister, but still just as stupid, you know. Are you going to see the new Will Smith movie?
No, I am not.
Not even if it, like, is Netflixed?
No. I wouldn't search it, so no.
After Earth, everybody's dead or something, and, like, everything on the planet can kill you.
I shouldn't say never, because that's a strong word. Never but say never. I'm not interested in seeing it. Now, if...
Have you seen another Will Smith movie? And odds are you've seen this Will Smith movie. Well, unless you talk about...
I've seen Will Smith movies. I'm not a big... You know, I like Will Smith.
Yeah.
I don't really like his movies.
Nobody does. He's like the...
I think we've gone over Independence Day in previous podcasts.
Yeah, so we don't need to talk about it here.
I don't like it.
But you did like 7 Pounds.
7 Pounds is good. That's, more of a story, but yes. I mean, that's a movie that I think I'm only going to watch once.
Have you seen Hancock?
I've not seen Hancock.
And odds are, I mean, I think that that's going to be, you know, it's another, like you said, Independence Day. Hancock. We've got Will Smith. People love him. He's like a wholesome dude that's, you know, everybody right. just enjoys looking at him.
Yeah.
And let's give him some money and have him make another movie. But do you need to see the new Will Smith movie?
No, I don't. And odds are I won't.
Right? And why is his son in everything? Oh, and which reminds me, let me...
Will Smith's got some power,
yeah,
obviously.
Right? So, I Am Legend, another one Will Smith movie. His daughter in I Am Legend is his actual daughter. I whip my hair back and forth. Can't remember her name off the top of my head.
Is that Willow?
Willow Smith, yeah.
Okay.
She was in I Am Legend because she whined to Daddy about how her older brother was getting all of the acting work. So Will Smith used some of that drawing power and said,
well,
guess what?
Yeah,
we're taking her out of here. Don't cast anybody. I've got a daughter right here, the right age, and here's my daughter.
Yeah.
All right, honey, we got you the gig. Oh, thanks, Daddy.
Right.
Can I have some cereal, too? I mean, it must be lucky to be Will Smith's offspring.
No, it's got to be nice. You're getting work, don't even deserve it, so.
Right, and that's, you know, I Am Legend was, you know, it's like the fifth I Am Legend. They're talking about, you know, all these reboots. You would just mention, we'll do a quick reboot, bitch, and then we'll move on.
Sure.
You know, I Am Legend is like a fourth-gen reboot or something like that, originally with Omega Man and Kirk Douglas back.
I'm not against reboots. I know.
But you're saying, why would you reboot Spider-Man?
Right. You just had it.
Right.
Like, and I'm not old enough to be rebooting it again. I'm like, didn't the fourth one or third one just wrap up last year? And now let's start it over. And
right.
We got everybody new, whole new look. It's going to be great.
And it is, I don't know if you've seen the new Spider-Man.
No, I have not.
Same movie, same. Oh, well, gets bit by the spider, turns into Spider-Man.
It's the same story.
So just quickly before we wrap up, a movie that I did see really quick, that I got to give a quick critique about as far as reboots. They rebooted Total Recall.
Right.
And I don't know if you've seen the new reboot, Colin Farrell, Kate Beckinsale, because she's sleeping with the director. That's how she got the gig. And Jessica
Biel. Which is another way to get good gigs.
I guess, but there's not a lot of female directors out there, so what am I supposed to do?
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
Jessica Biel's in it. She's cool. Everybody likes to look at her. She's very pretty. I think she's a good actress. Colin Farrell, I think, catches a lot of slack. I don't think he's as bad as people say he is. Total Recall is the exact same movie as the first one. They don't go to Mars. Instead of going to Mars, you go from England to Australia on this thing called The Fall, this elevator that shoots through the center of the Earth. But the lines, they literally took the first script, threw in different acting sequences, and kept the same lines.
And, you know, this is an idea for a future podcast about reboots. Was Total Recall... Was that worthy of a reboot? I mean,
see you at the party, Victor.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it.
Quaid.
But is it anything special that I'd be like, oh, we got to make Total Recall?
Well, maybe, and that's the thing.
I got to make any, you know, just.
I saw Total Recall because my dad saw Total Recall. Total Recall, the first one, is a cult classic.
I'm not saying that.
No, I understand.
Because I've seen it. I think I own the VHS at one point.
Right?
You know what I mean?
I'm asking, though, does the being a cult classic, does that justify...
Does it warrant a reboot?
A reboot.
And then you make a crappy reboot, and then you're like, well, that...
Reboot Evil Dead, and it's got nothing to do with
nothing,
the first movie
nothing.
At all. Just another That's, reboot.
Just another reboot.
Right, so no next time, Popcorn Fizz...
Another unoriginal...
It's going to be the reboot. The reboot... question mark? That's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
Do you need to reboot
good.
Or do you not? What qualifies a reboot and what doesn't? On the next
Popcorn Fizz.
This is Matt.
And this is Matt.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.